Hey guys, it's Wolfpack reporter Anthony Whiting.
And your editor-in-chief, Ali John Press.
And we are back here today with another episode of the PackCast. Here with us today, I have DECA District Champions, Ariana Balakrishnan, Ethne Barnes, Gotham Sarvanan, and Paisley Chalice, to talk about their advancement to state and preparations for the competition.
The first thing that we'd like to discuss is your feelings on winning district and advancing to state. Ariana, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, districts, well, this was personally my first year competing in an in-person competition. So I walked in, saw the big auditorium full of everyone, and I was super nervous. But overall, it was one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life. I've got to meet so many new people, and just the experience in general was just one I will never forget.
How about you, Gotham?
Before competing, it was like very stressful because we were like practicing our presentation. But then after that, it was just a bunch of fun as competitors from other schools interacted with each other, and like we had lots of fun there.
District was really special for me this year because it's my first year back in person since my freshman year competing, and I'm just so excited to go to state because honestly I really forgot what that atmosphere is like as a part of DECA, and I think it really made me excited about state and the future in general.
I'm Ethne. I'm partners with Paisley, and we're in this event called Integrated Marketing Campaign. And like Paisley said, the last time we competed in person was freshman year. And honestly, it's just gotten better since then. We had such a fun time freshman year, and coming back again in person, it's like everyone is just really ready to see each other again, and everything is just 10 times better. Again, there is that stress, but it was just off the walls. I met so many new people. We had a dance battle, there was a football game, and then moving on to state, we're all
so excited over the moon. What happens there.
Yeah, so what was your preparation behind competing in general, and could you talk about your integrated marketing team with Paisley?
Yeah, of course. So we have to write a 10-page paper presenting a marketing campaign for a service business of our choice. We chose a subscription flower service called Urban Stems, and our main theme is women's empowerment. It's all centered around International Women's Month. And then, so we wrote our paper, and then we had to take a test. We are in one of the only written events that actually also has a test. So that's great for us, but that means we have to write less in our paper. And we have a third partner, Claire Poulter, who's not here today, but she also was a part of it as well.
How about you, Ariana?
Similar to Ethne and Paisley, my group, which includes me, Ainsley Harlan, and Delaney McClure, we also compete in integrated marketing campaign, but we do the event side of it. So we did the test and we did the paper, and our subject for this year that we chose was a company based out of Washington, D.C. called Glamset Go. And our main idea was this new location's opening in Austin, and we really want to target women in business. And similar to them, we also did a very female empowerment kind of idea.
Me and my team, consisting of me, Alex, and Ishan, we competed in two events. Our first event was the Virtual Business Challenge, where we had to run a simulation of a simulated person over the course of 4 years and maintain their lifestyle and try to make as much money using that person. And only two teams from each region advanced, and we were one of those teams, so we advanced directly to internationals. In our other event, it was the Independent Business Plan, and that is basically a Shark Tank event where you have to create a company and market it to investors. We had to write a 20-page written proposal along with a 15-minute presentation, and we're glad that we advanced.
Well, congratulations. So what prompted you guys to choose the events you're competing in? Paisley, we can go ahead and start with you.
Well, Ethne and I have been competing together since our freshman year, and we started out in a marketing role play because marketing is an area we both want to go into as a profession. However, after our freshman year, we really decided that written competitions and written events were where we belonged. It's where we were going to excel the furthest. So we chose another marketing campaign within that written space, and we did 1 year in integrated marketing campaign events, and this year we are in integrated marketing campaign services. So that's just kind of how we ended up where we are. It's just playing it by ear and seeing what works for us personally.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I agree with what Paisley said. It's pretty much what happened. We did, our former president was in integrated marketing campaign event, and we just saw like her really colorful presentation. We were like, oh my gosh, we should do that next year. So then we did, and we added Claire. And we couldn't think of any ideas for an event this year, so we switched to service.
For our team, me and Ainsley, we started competing together last year, so sophomore year, and we started off in the hospitality tourism role play event, which we both chose because both of our parents are actually involved in the hotel industry, and we just thought it would fit the best. Then after we realized that the following year role play, we would find out and only have 30 minutes in person to prepare, we just thought that was a little too stressful, and we actually talked to Miss Stapleton, our sponsor, and she told us about the event that Ethne, Paisley, and Claire were competing in. And we just thought that'd be the coolest idea ever and probably suit our skills best.
For our event, like me, Alex, and Will, we worked together freshman year in the same independent business plan because we all have, like, we're all strong in writing, so we felt that a 20-page proposal would be best, like, suited for our group. But unfortunately, I was not able to compete that year because I had a family emergency, and I could not compete. But last year and this year, me and Alex, we grouped with another person, Ishan, and we still compete in the same event. And Alex, he's like a god at graphic design, so his like skills really helped us advance on our 20-page proposal because on each page was like a new design that was like very like creative and helped us advance.
So Paisley, there's DECA puts on this thing known as the Lavender Project. Why is this so impactful?
So Project Lavender is something that we've been doing for years. However, we didn't get to do it last year due to COVID. But I think it's a really impactful project just because it really connects us to the community. Essentially, what we do is we create care boxes for people going under chemotherapy treatment. And these items, we accept donations in exchange for service hours. And it's just like little unscented hand sanitizers, lotions, socks. This year, we're donating all of the boxes to Dell Children's. So we're also including things like stickers, little fidget toys, coloring books, just anything to really make these kids' day better, considering they're just in such a bad place in a hospital. Just anything to make them smile.
Yeah. Oh, that's super sweet. So with that, saying that you didn't have that option last year, I know there have been a few stages of DECA before, during, and after the pandemic. Ethne, do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, of course. So Paisley and I kind of have a full range of it. Because freshman year we came in and we competed in person. We made it to state, but we didn't move any further. And then last year, everything was virtual and everything completely changed. During in-person competition, role plays get a certain amount of time to prepare, and then they go straight into presentation, which is generally about half the time that you were given to prepare. For a virtual competition, you got the prompt a couple days before, so you had time to come up with an idea and then present it and submit your video virtually. For writtens, you have a submission deadline, like in person. You have a submission deadline, and you have to submit your paper by then, and then you get 15 minutes to present, including questions, to a judge. Online, which is what we experienced last year, you had to present over like a virtual Zoom video recording. It was weird. It was really stressful, and you only had a certain window that you could submit it in. But this year, I'd say it's pretty much the same it was freshman year. There's, of course, masks, extra safety procedures than there was in 2019. That's right, 2019. But it's pretty much the same, but it's a lot different for like our members like Ariana and Ainsley, who came in during COVID. They got used to the extra preparation window that being virtual gave them. And so it's a lot different for them, but Paisley and I are glad that it's returned to normal.
Awesome.
Yeah. Gotham, could you talk to us about some individual or collective club goals for DECA?
Individual or collective club goals, I'd say it was probably Project Lavender. As a group, we're like just now starting it, but we hope to like expand over the course of a few years. Like this year, we're starting off with a goal of 50, right? So next year we hope to match or exceed that goal. And for individual goal for next year, I feel making all, like, helping all competitors advance the state and possibly ICDC, so that we all, like, get to, like, know each other better as competitors and as, like, friends.
Yeah. Ariana, do you have any goals?
I think, especially last year, because I joined last year, I had no idea what DECA was, and I just found a club on the CPHS club website and was like, okay, I'm going to try this one. So me and Ainsley went to the first meeting, and it was great. It was this tiny little Zoom meeting room with, like, 8 people. Definitely, I think, just getting more members. And this year, just in person, I feel like we've done a great job with that. I think we're kind of getting to the point again where how it was during Ethany and Paisley's freshman year, where we're starting to get more members, and it's starting to feel like the real community instead of that 8 people on a Zoom meeting kind of thing.
Right.
For sure. And building upon that, how would you recommend joining DECA, and what do you recommend maybe specific events to those who are interested in?
Okay, so joining wise, I feel like the best, what we're really trying to stress this year is we realize that social media is going to be our biggest tool. So we're just pushing out everything we can on social media. And that's how most of our members, I feel like, that are new this year have joined or have heard of us, is just through the Instagram. And as for event wise that I would suggest, even though I switched out of role play, I still really enjoy that event. I really think any role play event is kind of a good one to get started with, because yes, you do have to take that test, but it's not, you're not gonna have to go through that complete stress beforehand. It's more just like you get there and figure it out, and it's kind of a good one to just jump in.
For sure. Ethany, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I agree with what Ariana was saying about starting with the role play. It's really good. It's a really good experience, and it helps you get really familiar with how DECA works and with the subject matter, and it's a lot less prep work than a written is. I also suggest joining and not competing. If you don't want to compete, that's totally fine. You don't have to. We're really trying this year to stress that you do not have to compete if you don't want to. We have opportunities for every club member, such as Lavender, and sometimes we play games or have other community service opportunities. And that's something we've really struggled with in the past, is getting engagement from members who don't have the time to compete.
For sure. Well, that brings me to the end. Thank you all for those fantastic responses. With that, we can wrap up today's episode of the PatCast. Thank you again for helping Anthony and I here today. And to our listeners, I hope you learned something new and want to join DECA. This is Allie.
And Anthony.
Out. See you listeners in the next episode. Bye-bye.